Promoting skilled workers into the ranks of management is a tried and true business strategy. It can also be a recipe for disaster if those new managers aren't properly trained. That disconnect led leaders of some of the country's largest employers of engineers to approach the University of Missouri system a half century ago with an urgent request: give us a hand. The result? The world's first academic program in engineering management at what is now Missouri S&T. The school's Department of Engineering Management and Systems Engineering is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a series of events at homecoming later this month. William Dalton is an adjunct professor at S&T and former Engineering Management, or EMAN, department chair. He calls his one-time academic home the granddaddy of engineering management academic programs.
The program at Rolla is largely credited with really starting this as a true academic discipline. And many of these companies said, you know, please help us. We take these great engineers, we make them managers, and they fail miserably.
In addition to core engineering courses, engineering management students take classes in economics, finance, marketing, psychology, speech, and technical writing. On the graduate level, cooperative master's degree programs are in place at nearby Fort Leonard Wood, as well as at a cluster of virtual classrooms in suburban St. Louis. The area remains home to Boeing, Siemens, and other major companies where engineers continue looking to climb the corporate ladder. Steve Raper has three engineering management degrees from S&T. He's now an associate professor who oversees the department's undergraduate studies.
And this is a big picture type degree. It doesn't have any one endpoint. It has a lot of applicability in many industries.
The discipline's rise is closely linked to the 14-year tenure of founding department chair Bernie Sarche. The soft-spoken Sarche helped form the field's preeminent professional group and broaden the university's global reach by establishing cooperative engineering management programs in Vietnam and Saudi Arabia. He died in 2000 at 82. Henry Wiebe is another former engineering management department chair who entered academia from industry. He credits Sarche for helping to put the discipline and Rolla on the map.
Bernie was trying to create a department that would prepare engineers to go into management. And he had a strong industrial background. He is hiring people with industrial backgrounds.
At a time when employers in manufacturing and other industrial sectors bemoan the lack of qualified college graduates, those connected to the first campus to combine the worlds of technical-oriented problem solvers and bottom-line number crunchers into its own academic discipline call the Missouri S&T approach one that remains an exemplar. Ron Jones is a 1981 graduate and senior executive at Burns & McDonald. In his world, equipping engineers with the skills to lead organizations isn't just a worthwhile academic endeavor. It's a matter of dollars and cents.
Well, I mean, it's really understanding the business side of things. You know, I've worked in technical organizations, so I'm going to look after the dollars at the end of the day.
So let's raise a glass and toast another Rolla first, 50 years of engineering management at Missouri S&T. I'm Alan Scherzager.